So, Carmen, do you have a second? I know that the meeting just finished and you probably have work that you need to get to, but I have like a 1 minute conversation I'd like to have with you. Do you have a minute?
Okay.
So I know that you've been working on trying not to interrupt Jack, especially during meetings, that you want to be able to let him finish his thoughts and provide the information that he has. And I noticed during this meeting, you did a great job. I noticed like four or five times, I saw you take a breath and then just kind of stop, that you maybe wanted to say something, but you didn't. Did you notice how that let Jack finish his thoughts?
I really felt like the conversation flowed better among everyone.
That's great. One thing, did you realize that the one time you did interrupt him was when he brought up the project with ABC Company? Did you see what happened? That he started to talk about where you maybe could have added a different step there. Did you see what you did?
Yeah, I guess I just feel when he is talking about my projects, I feel like he doesn't really know as much what's going on. And I guess my instinct is to just jump into the conversation right then because it's my project and I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Did you notice that when you interrupted him, that Carolyn stopped adding her comments to about the project, and Jack, he put his hands down, he backed away from the table, and his body language indicated he really didn't want to share what he had to say.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he and who knows what he would have said. I think though he may have had something positive or something constructive to say, maybe so did Carolyn. So, do you have any thoughts on what you might want to do differently next time? You've got the listing down. We definitely can see that. Any thoughts on what you might want to do differently to help him stay engaged?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can just communicate with him better behind the scenes or before the meeting about what's going on with my project so that I don't feel like he's being presumptuous, because then I'll know that he actually knows what's going on.
Yeah. Now, is that going to
So,
be something that you can do? I know that you're pretty busy. Is there
yeah, well,
something manageable?
I know he's been wanting to get written updates from me about the project, and I've just thought I was too busy, but maybe I can make more of an effort to make those updates happen.
Great. When do you feel like you can start doing that? Because I know we've got a status update meeting next week, Wednesday. Do you think that's something you can do next
I
week?
think I should have time on Friday afternoon to get those done before the status update next Wednesday.
Great. If you want to talk with me about it, if you want to role play with me or something, or show me an example of what you wanted to share with him, I'd be open to that.
Okay, thank you.
So maybe next Wednesday, try something different. When do you want to check in to see how that goes? I don't think I'm planning to be in that meeting on Wednesday. Do you want me to be there, or when do you want to check back in with me to see
Do you
how it
think that we
went?
could talk at all on Wednesday afternoon after that meeting?
Sure.
Okay, that'd be great.
Great. Set up a meeting on my calendar and
All
we'll talk
right. Thank
then.
you, Allison.
Thanks.